not have Christmas trees as
I
children?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that was our first. That was my first Christmas tree. And I got another little tale about the Christmas tree. I'll tell you in a few minutes.
Was it a big family get together at Christmas?
No. Well, after my sister got married, she always cooks Christmas dinner, and we'd go visit her and have dinner, and she'd always have a pretty Christmas tree, and we really enjoyed it too. And so that's about all that up until now, the last few years.
You did get married again.
Oh yeah.
Okay. How did you meet him?
I think I met him. He was with another girl when I met him.
Really? Mm-hmm. He's still away from something.
I sure did. What about that? That's a low blow.
So he was liking this girl, just dating her, and he decided you liked the way you looked?
Well, I think I did. Because he was good looking, and he was good. He had the prettiest hair you ever seen, curly hair. Black.
Curly hair.
He was acting real nice and all that kind of stuff. So we just got together.
Then you got married.
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell your mother this time you were getting married?
No.
We
snuck off again.
Hey, your mother, were you? So then y'all went off and got married and mm-hmm. came back. Mm-hmm. Did you live with your mom and dad then? Because you were living with them?
We lived in, this place over there was a two-story house. Mm-hmm. And there was two rooms, they like downstairs. And there's two together, there's four rooms up there. Well, we lived in two, and they lived in two.
Oh, okay.
And so we lived there. That worked for a long time. And then we...
This was you and Johnny.
And
Jerry.
Jimmy. And
then...
I had another son. Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Reinhart.
Jimmy Reinhart.
Yeah. So we lived up there, upstairs with them a long time. Then we moved down... I don't know what that street is down. You remember us when we were moving down there? She stayed with that woman that had them two children that lived in Lyra's house, And she wanted me to take care of them while she worked for her husband separating. But I forgot what her name was. But anyway, we didn't live there long. We moved back. And then we lived with, I guess, about a year. And then we... North Farm up here.
So Johnny didn't jump up and leave town. He was further than
that.
He was good dad.
He worked in cotton.
He worked in cotton.
Mm-hmm. Steel plant.
Oh.
Yeah, he worked in a steel plant. He worked in cotton mill. Then he had growing service. He went in the Navy. He stayed in the Navy all during the war. And then.
Was this the degree in war?
The
Germany.
Germany. The Second World War. When is this? World War II. And then he come home and couldn't get a job nowhere. Well, he went back in service in the Army that time. And he stayed in for a long time. He come out. And then we moved. We got the farm up here and moved. And he farmed. So we farmed for 3 years. And then we,
He said we farmed for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Both of you got out working with
them. Oh, yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love to get out with them. I did then, we used to pick cotton, pull corn. We didn't have no corn pickers then. I mean, that's where they, we got in anyway. But we had to pick our own cotton. Full of corn and all that kind of stuff. But we enjoyed it.
And you let me look at your
Oh Lord, yeah. We'd go fishing and stay a whole weekend, you know, sometimes 3 days, nights.
And did you have to get, I mean, did you have a, you had to go somewhere to fish? Where did you go?
We went to Gunnersville. Mm-hmm.
And just camp out by the...
Oh yeah, yeah, and cook
did
out.
Children?
Oh yeah, yeah. And Jimmy always liked to fish. Oh, Jimmy was a fisherman. And so I used to go by school and get him. You know, we'd just be sitting around. I'm going to take notes to go fishing. And I'd go get that kid out of school and go by and tell him, you know, that I had to have him. We had to go somewhere. And we'd go to Garden and stay for 3 days. And let's cook outside. And you could just smell eggs and bacon cooking all up and down that river. Oh, but we loved it.
Okay. You were just saying that when you married Johnny, y'all would go fishing on the river a lot as a form of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you were growing up, y'all did not have TVs or radio until 25.
That's right.
What did you do as you were growing up?
When I was a kid,
we'd
just get together and play, you know. Just play, is a game, things like that. And just walk and, you know, get out and walk and talk and sing and first one thing another, you know, just like that. Yeah, and sit on the front porch and just sing.
Did you have, like, community groups that would get together? Did you have community dances as you got older?
I have a few dances, but not too many. Oh yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Yes. But I'm not supposed to say that. So then, growing up with it, then you got the radio. The radio.
Oh yeah.
Came in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything else?
Not until. We didn't have a radio. We live in upstairs, and these people next door to us was living in my sister's house. They owned the house next door where we were living. And they let us run an extension cord from their house up to our house where I could have a radio. And I appreciated that, too, because I had, you know, helped prepare, feel, and all like that. But I kept it for a long time. Somebody told on us, and we had to take it down.
When you ran the extension cord from next door?
Oh no, we didn't have any in out where we did, but it was next door.
So if you didn't have electricity, how old were you at the time? Were you married to John?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is in the 40s.
They just wouldn't wire that house. The old house was so old and everything. They just wouldn't wire it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's how come there were no lights. Because they did have lights then. And we used that old radio for a long time, you know. And then it kept us company. But when I was a kid, we just didn't have no radios and stuff like that, you know. And I remember we went up to my aunt's house one time, and they had a big truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of them kind of like the dogs are sitting by, you know.
Oh, really?
I mean, it looks like a horn. I don't know what kind of call it. And the record was round, you know.
Yeah.
Was round. And just about the size of it. And you just push it in like this, like that. And let the needle wind it up.
So it was round? It was like, put it on a...
Put it on a round thing.
Round.
Mm-hmm. Just stick it in like that. And you wind it up, by crank. And put that needle down on it, and it just plugged.
Was it my sounding, or did it sound really good?
Oh, no, it didn't. Not unless the record, they call it that record, but, you know, a roll or something. I don't know how it was. No, it was great. And it was pretty good. But it was a great big old horn, you know, at a set moment. I remember had a dog sitting there.
Okay.
But we never did have one. And I didn't have lights until I moved up here on the mountain after we.
Now this area is called Mount Bar.
No, this is called Happy Hill.
Happy Hill.
This is called Happy Hill. And after moving here, we had lights. And we had a range there.
So we moved to the country and back. Oh, just
yeah.
Now that's right.
Yeah.
And, but you didn't have city water, did you?
Oh, no. Had used well. And we had used well after moving here until the water all got bad around and everybody had to have water put in. So we finally got it. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, in the 50s then, they came out with the television. Did you have one? It was a long time.
It was a long time. It's a long time before I got one. I remember Jerry and Jamie used to act a little bit here. Well, Bill got one. Got a truck. And the lights and spikes and everything was on. But they'd all get in the car and go down there and watch the fire down there. You know, I've seen them in bunches, you know, like that crowd, but I never, I didn't know anything about it.
You haven't ever seen them do anything doing that, just marching these
days? No.
But you've heard rumors?
Yeah, heard rumors.
About neighbors?
About what?
About neighbors.
This neighbor was living on the street with us, her and her husband. Well, she was a tiny little woman. Said that she, he just wouldn't be home anymore. And said she'd have to get out and give up all the wood and everything, you know, and carry it in and keep him on fire and all that kind of stuff. So she done that for quite a few years. And finally, the KKK got, somebody must have told him. But anyway, they went on that and got him. And hitched him up to a little thing he had built, you know, the slide, and make him haul wood all around, cut it all. So he would cut it and then made him haul it. Then hitched him up like a horse. And so that was all that, because he never did it. He did. Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Yes. So basically, he wasn't doing what he should have been doing with his husband.
No, he was. But he was, well, as they moved down the street where we lived, he was a nice person. Of course, I guess he knew to be. Yes.
So,
I'd have been nice too.
They're not as, you think the KKK is as big in the South? He's heard they're supposed to be living out of the South. They were really big, like in the 1940s to the 1970s. Living in the South, being around the camp. Do you think they were as bad, as widespread as they supposedly were?
I don't know. I don't know, well, you know, how that worked. I never keep up with them too much.
Was this man that they made, course, is he a white man?
Uh-huh.
He was a white man.
No,